A year ago, Robert Gordon Sr.'s son was murdered and his body burned, but the case has not been solved. During the council meeting that preceded the workshop with Chief Harmon, Gordon asked why the police haven't found his son's killers and why Harmon keeps insisting his department doesn't need to hire more officers.
I hear the assigned officer saying that they don't have enough manpower. Well, the chief police says that they do in so many ways. Approximately two weeks after my son was murdered, a white Caucasian female was murdered across from Sweet Bay. Less than a week, they found the culprit.
Gordon says he gave the police leads on possible suspects, but didn't even get a courtesy call. Chief Harmon says that the Gordons have been contacted by his department more than 20 times in the last year, but nonetheless, he has just implemented a policy requiring the police to keep in monthly contact with families of unsolved homicide victims. But in his presentation on crime statistics to the city council, Harmon insisted that he did not need any more than the 540 officers that are already authorized, even if they will be partially funded by the economic stimulus package making its way through Congress.
I know where we are in the budget process, but in my opinion, at this particular point in time, the 540 that we have is sufficient for us to be able to do what we need to do. I would sit here and tell you if I thought, would it be nice to have 100 more officers? Could we do a little bit more? Yeah, but at what cost?
But Councilmember Jamie Bennett, who is also running for mayor, is not convinced that the city has enough police on the street. Bennett says that St. Petersburg can't afford not to apply for federal stimulus funds to increase the police force, but acknowledges that the council cannot compel Chief Harmon to do it.
I think we need to seriously look at keeping that 540 and filling it with those provided by the stimulus package. I think if we don't look at that, I think we're missing a golden opportunity in this downturn of the economy, even at 25% or 50%, to fill the number to 540, which has always been all of our goals. You know, let's get to the mountaintop and let's see how overtime looks. Let's see how the morale looks. Let's see how everything looks from the mountaintop of 540.
Harmon, while maintaining a firm stance against increasing the police force, said he is always willing to look at any federal dollars and deferred to his boss, Mayor Rick Baker. Baker says he is looking forward to the police force being at its full strength of 540 officers for the first time in the city's history, but might consider federal funding for more police.
And we'll look at it. We will look at it when it comes.
That's all I want.
We will look at it when it comes. But I think we just need to have the complete discussion of what impact it's going to have down the road to the budget as we go forward.
Chief Harmon says that how police resources are deployed is more important than the total number of officers. There are a maximum of 123 officers deployed during a typical day, 148 during the evening, and 69 during the midnight shift, according to Harmon, who estimates that it would cost $500,000 per year to keep an extra officer on duty 24 hours per day. Councilmember Wengay Newton held back tears when telling Chief Harmon he gets phone calls from parents.
We murdered kids, and I ain't really got no answer for them. And when you talk to us, it's pretty much the same. And, you know, I appreciate you going back and looking at creating a process to better communicate with the loved ones and the parents that have lost, because I think that's important. It might not be much, but if you're sitting there with a kid, you don't know where he's at. You don't know if you're sitting next to the guy that did it. You know what I'm saying? It means the world. It may seem like nothing, a five-minute phone call, you know, but you have to be on the other end of that line when someone called just to see how you were doing and just to talk to you.
Harmon says that St. Petersburg is a safe city, but not immune to crime. In 2008, total crime was at its lowest rate since 2000, as was violent crime, while the 14,000 arrests last year were the highest ever, according to Harmon. One of the only crime statistics that is increasing, Harmon says, is burglaries, which are higher than ever, in part because of the economy.
One of our neighborhoods, Charles Park, has had about a 90% increase in the number of burglaries that it's had. We started doing some analysis of those burglaries, and people tend to think that the burglar is somebody breaking into your occupied house or occupied as far as a person or property and removing or taking of items. The fact is that a large majority of that increase that we experienced this year was due to vacant, boarded, or foreclosed homes where people were going in and taking out electrical and metals, air conditioning systems, scrap metals from plumbing.
Under city rules, when a St. Petersburg City Council member resigns before the end of a term, council will appoint someone to finish the term. But council voted Thursday to change that rule for the vacancy that will be created when Jamie Bennett resigns to run for mayor. A normal election will be held this year for that District 5 seat, in addition to the others that are on the ballot. In the future, council will look at making the change permanent. Also on Thursday, council decided that the League of Women Voters will moderate this year's televised debate of candidates running for city positions. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.